Hello and welcome to E-commerce Quarterly, your roundup of the latest e-commerce stories brought to you by eConsultancy. Now, in this audio version, we'll be exploring three of our top stories from this quarter's instalment. Now, I'm Rose Keane. I'm the Content and Insight Director here at eConsultancy and the author of this quarter's instalment. So our first story looks at seasonal shopping events, starting with spooky season. So the past decade or so has seen Halloween emerge as a significant commerce opportunity for both brands and retailers. Now, this is demonstrated by the success of the seasonal chain Spirit Halloween, whose business model, aptly enough for a Halloween store, relies on the reviving of dead storefronts, albeit temporarily. Now, we've also seen that the right spooky product can actually have a significant impact on a retailer's overall business performance. As we saw in 2020, when Home Depot's viral 12-foot skeleton, Skeletor's fans, contributed to record sales for that US company. Now, this year, Halloween spending in the US is predicted to rise by 13% to reach $13.1 billion, according to the National Retail Federation, although at least part of that rise will be attributed to tariff-related price increases. Now, a desire to capture a greater chunk of that predicted spend is likely one of the factors behind Amazon's decision to hold its full Prime Day in October, with competitors Walmart and Target also introducing overlapping discounting events in early October. Now, in the UK, Halloween spend is also set to grow, this time by 3.2%, according to global data. And though that does represent somewhat of a slowing of growth versus last year, that this October 31st falls on a Friday is driving a sense of optimism for some retailers, as the day of the week that Halloween falls on has a significant effect on our willingness to spend on both those tricks and those treats. Now, the increased popularity of Halloween has led it to be described by the cultural critic Sarah Marshall as millennial Christmas. Now, with this growing appetite among consumers to indulge each Halloween, this offers clear opportunities for brands to tap into those spooky desires. Moving on to Christmas. So early predictions suggest that spend will be muted in the US, as a fear of a future recession is causing consumers to seek opportunities to save on their festive spending. So caution around consumer demand and new import costs are also impacting one category particularly associated with Christmas, namely toys. So Mattel, the manufacturer of Barbie and other toy brands, has reported net sales of $1.74 billion in its Q3 results, which is down 6% on last year. Now, part of that drop is down to big box stores like Walmart and Target in the US, one of the company's key sales outlets, actually delaying their Christmas orders. So rather than placing large direct orders months in advance, which would have counted to this quarter's sales, they are instead taking a more cautious approach, waiting to restock domestically and closer to peak shopping periods when there's more of a clear picture on demand from consumers. Now, in the UK, spending predictions for the golden quarter do look a little brighter. However, the potential for tax rises is weighing heavily on consumers' minds. Now, as with previous years, this means that retailers will likely begin their holiday and their Black Friday discounting early in order to secure their portion of the holiday pot. Indeed, US retailer Best Buy has actually already announced plans for an early holiday promotional campaign starting on Halloween and extending throughout the holidays. However, in a repeat of last year, consumers may actually hold off on the majority of their purchasing until the Black Friday weekend itself in a bid to ensure that they benefit from the best deals available. The next story from this quarter is agentic commerce, with OpenAI introducing the ability for users to buy within the app with a feature called Instant Checkout. Now, this new functionality allows ChatGPT to essentially act as the user's AI agent, securely passing information between the user and the merchant, just like a digital personal shopper would. Now, the rise of shopping agents brings up the potential for fraud or rogue agents perhaps making unwanted purchases. So October saw both Visa and MasterCard introduce new agentic payment frameworks in order to mitigate that risk by allowing them to authenticate legitimate agents ahead of any transaction. Now, agentic AI has been a buzz phrase for the last year or so, and a big part of the excitement around it has been driven by its potential to transform commerce. Should the use of shopping agents become widespread, that would represent a huge shift in the consumer-brand relationship. Now, reckoning with the transformative potential of these technologies, Shopify has introduced new rules around shopping agents. So July saw the e-commerce giant introduce a warning directly into the code that powers its merchant storefronts, that automated scraping by forming agents and any end-to-end flow that completes payment without a final step review was not permitted. Now, Shopify's objective here is to retain control over checkout and to protect its revenue base. However, there's an interesting friction here, as Shopify is one of OpenAI's commerce partners. Now, we may well see the question of who owns the agentic transaction become actually one of the defining questions within e-commerce over the next few years. Our final story this quarter takes us to China, where Alibaba has reported that it's broken even with its retail AI spending. So the China tech company has reported that it's already made back its huge investment into AI for e-commerce. Now, this announcement marks Alibaba out as one of the first examples of a global retailer reporting direct financial gains rather than just cost savings from an AI investment. Now, this announcement actually follows growing skepticism around Gen AI and its ability to produce measurable returns on investment beyond just efficiencies. Now, as many retailers and brands are considering how to scale their own AI investments, there'll be a strong demand from Alibaba to share more details on how they drove this success. Now, this has been your digest of E-commerce Quarterly. You can explore all of these stories and more in the full written version of this report, which you will find on the same page where you accessed this recording. Thank you, and see you next quarter from eConsultancy.